The Cookeville Cavaliers get set to take on an old region foe this Friday night as Blackman comes to town. Coach Jimmy Maynard joining us today via telephone. Coach Maynard, when you take a look at this Blackman team, they record-wise haven't probably had the results they want, but pretty fast-paced type offense coming in to face your Cavaliers this week.
Very fast-paced. Probably the fastest we've seen, and score a lot of points. You know, even in some of their defeats, they have scored a ton of points. And, you know, we're going to have our hands full trying to defend them because they're very, very offensively. They do so many things. And like I say, it's set to fast pace. They play two quarterbacks. Probably see some things you hadn't seen all year offensively because they really do a tremendous job offensively.
Coach, taking a look at your Cavaliers team, coming out since the bye week, you had the game against Coffee County last week. Where are some areas maybe that you feel like the team has taken a step up a bit since the bye week in these last few weeks of the regular season?
Well, I don't know. That's kind of hard to say because I don't think we played hard. We played hard last week, but we fumble opening kickoff, and then the second possession, you know, we bobble it around and get a block in the back. We start on the 9-yard line, and we're kind of snake bit on some things. And, you know, we had some drives that we got down, you know, inside the 10-yard line and couldn't convert. The biggest thing I can say about our kids is they have worked hard and they have played hard. The results are actually not what we would like for them to be. And it's hard. It's hard on everybody. I told our kid, I've never been through this as a coach, and I've been doing it for a long, long time. And I've never been through a season like this. And these kids have never been through one like this. But, you know, football is a game that you learn to endure a lot of things. And it's a tough game and a lot of life lessons learned from playing this game. And, you know, but the thing I can take away is our kids have not give up. You know, talking with our coaches, you look at some of the scores with similar teams that are like us, with a record like us. And, you know, last week, you know, they were getting beat 78-6 and 62-3 and just looked like they had packed it in and quit. And our kids have not done that. You know, we've been in games. We just doggone it. There's just some things that hadn't gone our way. And we've come up short sometimes, or a lot of times. But, you know, that's what I would take away from where we are right now.
Do you feel like the players are still going out there and just giving their best effort? Have they in any way become discouraged as the season has gone on?
Well, I'm sure it's discouraging, but I haven't, you know, practices have been just like they were when we started this fall. They practice hard each week, and it's just that, you know, sometimes you just go through that, and it doesn't matter what level it is. I mean, you look at the college level, you look at the pro level, there's just times that maybe you're just not as good talent-wise as some other years, and other people are pretty good, and you just, you know, you go through those stages, and, you know, unfortunately, it's one of those years for Cookeville High School, and, you know, we don't like it, but it is what it is, but our kids have not given up. They're going to finish it out, and play as hard as they can play, and I wouldn't expect anything but that from them.
We're speaking to Coach Jimmy Maynard of the Cookeville Cavaliers here on UC Sports Nation. You said the word snake bit a little while ago, and coaches, we followed Cookeville throughout the course of the season. Man, it's just been so many little things, it seems like, that have added up, and I know you said it, you've never been part of a season quite like this one. Do you just kind of feel like, on the whole even, that you've been snake bit since the start of the season with just some little things that have really hurt your teams at the most inopportune times?
Well, I mean, I think when you look back at it, yeah, I mean, I went through every offensive series that we had, and we either had a holding penalty after a good game, you know, that puts you behind the chains. And another thing is it's difficult. We've had to drive the ball a lot of distance. I mean, in our best field position, we had one possession on the plus 45 the other night, and the others were the minus 21 or less. And that's hard to do. I mean, your chances, when you get the ball in 20, your chances are 80% you're not going to score. And that's due to, you know, a lot of factors. We defensively not been able to to get off the field and make a short field. We've had very few turnovers. We've caused very few turnovers. And some of that is, you know, a lack of, on our part, but others is, you know, penalties and things like that at inopportune times have really hurt us and some turnovers at the inopportune times. And, it's just, you know, a culmination of things, but you know, those things happen. You got to play through it. That's part of the game. And, you know, we can't cry about that. We've got to just continue to try to work and hopefully, you know, the ball will bounce our way sometime and hopefully it'll do that this week. I know we're playing a team that's got a lot of talent, got a lot of speed and, very athletic. So, you know, we know that we're in for a tough football game against a team that does a lot of things. They onside kick, they go for it on fourth down a lot. They, you know, it's different than anybody we've played this season. And we know that we've got to be ready and hopefully some things will go our way.
I know wins will be the answer at the top of the list, but what else would you like to see in these last couple of weeks from your football team to close out on a good, strong, high note?
Well, obviously, we'd like to win, but I want to see them, you know, continue to play hard and finish the thing out. That's where we are. We know that, you know, we had 10 games, and that's what we're going to have. And I want us to continue to play hard and not give up. And you know, that's the lessons that we try to teach. You know, ever want to give up? You want to continue to strive hard. And in today's society, especially with our youth and things, it's easy to, you know, anybody can give up and quit. That's the easy way out. But our guys have not done that. You know, we've had some injuries. We've had some, you know, unfortunate injuries. We've had some people that, you know, their season ending and hadn't got to play. But our kids, the next man up, has stepped in and tried to do the best job they could do. And that's all you can ask. And that's our coaches are coaching as hard as they've ever coached. They work just as hard at it as they ever have. And that's what you want from your program. And again, you know, it's unfortunate that we're going through what we're going through, but we're going to continue to strive to try to win and be the best product that we can put out there.
Well, Coach, we know that you, your staff, your players all working very hard and will continue to do so. We wish you the best of luck these last couple of weeks of the regular season and good luck, especially Friday night against Blackman.
Hey, thank you.